KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:05, it's cloudy and 23 degrees in Atlantic. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Rex Pharmacy, working to improve health outcomes for patients in our communities from their new location at 1607 East 7th Street in Atlantic, the former Sears building. The National Weather Service has issued a winter storm warning that's currently in effect until 3 a.m. Tuesday for Harrison, Shelby, Pottawatomie, Mills, Montgomery, Fremont, and Page counties. That winter storm warning will go into effect for Cass and other area counties, including Audubon, Guthrie, Adair, Madison, Adams, Union, Taylor, and Ringgold, beginning at 8 a.m. today and running through 6 a.m. Tuesday. We can expect anywhere from 8 to 15 inches of snow over the far west and northwest counties, with anywhere from 8 to 13 inches over Cass and area counties off to our east, north, south, and parts of southwest. And along with heavy snow, there will be blowing of snow, winds gusting up to 35 miles per hour, making for a difficult commute both later this morning and especially this evening. In fact, travel may become difficult to, if not impossible. There will be near whiteout conditions, especially later this afternoon. So if you must travel, keep an extra flashlight, food, and water in your vehicle in case you become stranded. The National Weather Service says today that a major winter storm will impact much of central and southern Iowa today and tonight. Snow will increase from south to north through the day, with parts of northern Iowa having little or no snow today. Very heavy snowfall is expected to cross much of Iowa along and south of Highway 30, where, again, as we mentioned, totals maybe 12 inches or more. The Weather Service predicts 9 to 14 inches around Atlantic, 10 to 14 inches off to our east over parts of Adair, Gallatin, Dallas, Guthrie, and Madison counties. The greatest area of uncertainty is north of a Fort Dodge to Waterloo line, and that's why there are large ranges of snowfall expected in those areas. Snow amounts in Mason City, Algona, and Estherville areas are likely to be on the lower side of the ranges. The snow, as mentioned, will be accompanied by brisk winds and blowing snow, producing low visibilities. And if you must travel, be sure and keep that emergency kit with you. And if you go off into the ditch, or if you need any road conditions, call 511 here in Iowa, or you can get on the web at 511ia.org and check them out before you leave. The Shenandoah Police Department says two people from Nebraska face weapons charges following their arrest during a traffic stop in Shenandoah early today. A vehicle was pulled over around 12:30 a.m. for having no license plates. The canine Remy was deployed and alerted to the odor of narcotics. As a result of the investigation, officers arrested 25-year-old Michael Rice on a charge of possession of weapon by a felon. A passenger in the vehicle, 20-year-old Aaliyah Vaughn McGee, was charged with carrying weapons. Both suspects are from Omaha. They were taken to the Page County Jail, where Rice was being held on a $5,000 bond, and Vaughn McGee's bond was set at $2,000. Additional charges are pending. A Red Oak woman was arrested Sunday on a theft charge. According to Red Oak Police, 44-year-old Carrie Lynn Wilkinson was taken into custody for theft in the fifth degree for allegedly trying to steal four packages of cookies and a jar of honey from the Red Oak Hy-Vee store. Wilkinson was transported to the Montgomery County Jail and held on a $300 bond. Police in Red Oak, responding to an incident late Saturday night at 106 West Coolbaugh Street, ended up arresting 33-year-old Charles Randall Brown III of Red Oak. He was taken into custody at around 11:19 p.m. for assault causing bodily injury, a serious misdemeanor, and assault causing serious injury, a Class D felony. Brown was being held in the Montgomery County Jail on $5,000 bond. And a semi-tractor trailer driver from Kansas was injured during a rollover accident on Interstate 80 in Cass County Saturday afternoon. State Patrol says a 2019 Kenworth semi driven by 58-year-old John Stewart from Lenexa, Kansas, was traveling eastbound at around 2:35 p.m. Saturday when Stewart became distracted and took his eyes off the road. The semi ran off the road to the right and struck the cable barriers near mile marker 72 before the rig rolled over onto the side and came to rest in the south ditch. Stewart was trapped in the cab for nearly an hour before being extricated. Authorities say he was wearing a seatbelt. He suffered from non-life-threatening injuries and was transported by ambulance before being flown by Mercy One helicopter to Mercy Hospital. The patrol was assisted at the scene by Anita Rescue and the Cass County Sheriff's Office. Elsewhere in state news, family members say a 21-year-old woman found dead outside of a sorority house at Iowa State University was the daughter of a Minnesota Supreme Court justice and prominent hospital executive. Family members released a statement Friday identifying the woman as Olivia Krutich, the daughter of Minnesota Supreme Court Justice Margaret Krutich and Alena Health CEO Penny Wheeler. Statement says that Olivia was the light in their lives. Police say the Iowa State student was found unconscious Friday morning in the Delta 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 sorority parking lot. She was pronounced dead at the scene. The cause of death has not been released. And an Iowa man has been charged with attempted murder after police say he severely beat his roommate. Pleasant Hill police say officers found 30-year-old Desrian Vance covered in blood when they responded to a reported fight. Inside the apartment, the victim was lying unconscious on the floor in a pool of blood. Court documents say Vance threw the victim to the ground and kicked the victim in the head. He also hit the victim with a vacuum cleaner hard enough to break the vacuum and hit the victim with a frying pan hard enough to dent the pan. In the funeral announcements, Lorraine S. Coors, age 88, of Garner and formerly of Atlantic, died January 18th. Graveside services for Lorraine Coors will be today at 10 o'clock in the Atlantic Cemetery. Contaldo Funeral Home of Garner has the arrangements. Also, Richard Weston, age 68, of Grant, died January 18th in Council Bluffs. Graveside services for Richard Weston will be tomorrow at 2 o'clock at the Grant Cemetery. Wolf Billings Funeral Chapel in Villisca is in charge of the arrangements. Robert Kelly, age 68, of Atlantic, died Wednesday at the Country Grove at Heritage House in Atlantic. Funeral services for Robert Kelly will be this Wednesday at 1:30 at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. Karen Radcliffe Mulgard, age 79, of Atlantic, died Wednesday at the Heritage House. Funeral services for Karen Radcliffe Mulgard will be this Saturday at 11 a.m. at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. Rosina Ann Peterson, age 53, of Council Bluffs and formerly of Atlantic and Shelby, died January 17th at home. A memorial service for Rosina Peterson will be held at a later date. The Recon Funeral Home is assisting the family. Merlin Brown, age 80, of Bridgewater, has died. No services for Merlin E. Brown are planned at this time. Thomas Tom Harris, age 61, of Anita, died Sunday at the Caring Acres Nursing Home in Anita. Arrangements for Tom Harris are pending with Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Anita. The news was brought to you by Rex Pharmacy, working to improve health outcomes for patients in our communities from their new location at 1607 East 7th Street in Atlantic, the former Sears building. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.